Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Norbert, do you recall when former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg tried to ban the sale of sugary drinks larger than 16 ounces?
Yeah, it started the Big Gulp Rebellion, even though the ban was overturned in the courts. But the truth is, too much sugar is making America fat. Although, how much is too much? Less sugar than you'd guess if a new finding on mice is also true of people.
In the study, a quarter of the calories fed to one group of mice came from sugar mimicking high fructose corn syrup, which in human terms is about 3 cans of sugary drinks a day. That describes a quarter of the U.S. population.
In the study, sugar-fed mice and mice on a normal diet stayed on those diets for 26 weeks. Then they were all released into a natural environment together, and the results were stunning.
Over the next 32 weeks, the sugar-fed female mice had a 2-fold increase in death rate compared to the control group. And the sugar-fed male mice produced a quarter less offspring and held a quarter less territory than male mice fed the normal diet.
These mice showed minor physiological differences such as increased cholesterol levels. But what is significant is how this diet produced such major life outcomes. Those mice had a shorter lifespan, lower reproductive and competitive success.
We may see similar studies in the future where scientists look for overall changes in quality of life, even when you don't find clear physiological changes.
A new nutrition guideline could be in our future, especially when you consider more than a third of us are obese. Perhaps former Mayor Michael Bloomberg was onto something after all.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.